Welcome back to When Radio Was and More Comedy. Before the break, we presented The Life of Riley, and now more funny stuff. This is from July 5th, 1943.
The makers of Alka-Seltzer bring you Lum and Abner. Wonder just how much you Lum and Abner listeners know and understand about vitamins. Well, if you're like most folks, you know that you need vitamins, but you're not certain which ones or how much. Well, this may help you.
Impartial surveys indicate that all too many American diets are particularly low in sufficient B vitamins. This can be especially serious these busy days when every minute must count, because a B vitamin deficiency can cause you to lack your usual amount of energy, to be nervous and irritable, and to have certain digestive upsets.
Well, now, this being the case, we believe that you may find it mighty wise to bolster up your daily diet with a single one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablet. Well, that way, it'll cost you very little to be sure that you're getting your full minimum daily requirements of all the B vitamins whose requirements have been established. Just think of it, a single, pleasant-to-take, easy-to-remember tablet a day, and you can forget about it. And the cost? Well, it's only 2.5 cents a day when you buy the large economy-size package. Well, that's a lot less than you'd expect to pay for other kinds of vitamin tablets, for instance, that require 3 or 4 each day to do the job. So why don't you play it safe and be thrifty? Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets right away. And remember, the brand with the big one on the package is the one to buy. Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum's plan to use the direct approach in proposing to Miss Melrose met with no better success than his other methods. And so he is as far away as ever from being engaged. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jotham Downs store and library, discussing this state of affairs.
Well, you ain't just gonna give up proposing to Miss Melrose altogether, are you, Lum?
I don't know. It's a curious thing, Abner, but every time I bring up the subject, she brings up some other subject, and she's such an interesting talker that I forget all about proposing.
Yeah, well, I'll admit she's a hard person to tell something to, all right. When it comes to talking, Lum, that woman ain't got no beat. I believe I'll put her up against Sister Simpson any day for just common, ordinary talk.
Aye, Abner, you oughtn't to say such things about Miss Melrose.
Huh?
They're two entire different types, them two.
What's different about them? They both talk a lot.
Yeah, but Sister Simpson just talks fast. She don't actually say nothing.
Well, as near as I can see, neither does Miss Melrose, Lum.
Well, maybe not, but with Miss Melrose, you don't realize that till after you get home, try to recollect what it was she said.
Oh?
Miss Melrose is a wonderful woman, Abner. Brainy, too.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how you're ever going to get around to proposing to her, though, Lum.
If I could just get her somewhere where I could talk to her, but she couldn't talk back to me, that's what I need.
Yeah, Lum, you might just as well forget that idea right here and now. There's something I've been trying to figure out ever since me and Elizabeth got married, and it just can't be done talking to a woman where they can't talk back.
There ought to be some way, though.
Well, I reckon you could sort of tie a towel around her jaw and gag her.
Yeah, but that ain't a very romantic way to propose, though.
No, but it's a way. You might try a little chloroform. No good. She wouldn't hear what you're saying that way, would you?
No. Wish I knowed how to hypnotize folks. Sort of mesmerize her. That'd be the thing to do.
All right, doggies, wait a minute, Lum. If you could just get on the radio.
Get on the radio?
Why, sure, she couldn't talk back to you if you was on the radio. Or, that is, leastways you couldn't hear her. And then you wouldn't get interested in what she was saying the way you do.
Yeah, but how would I know whether she accepted me or not?
Well, I reckon she could write you one of them fan letters.
Fan letters?
Why, sure. Just send you a postcard, say, program coming in fine, I accept.
I don't know. That don't sound romantic neither, Abner.
Don't, huh?
Besides, how could I get on the radio?
Well, folks is doing it every day. I hear them on our set over at home. All you have to do is just answer a batch of questions and you get some money or a set of philosophies or something like that.
Oh, right? Yeah, I hear them, too.
And they got one they call the Quiz Kids, I believe it is, Lum. They got a batch of young'uns on that.
I ain't no young'un, I know that.
Well, no, but I figure if them young'uns can answer the question, some grown feller like you was to get on the program, right?
Yeah, howdy.
Oh, well, howdy, Grandpap. I never seen you coming in there.
Yeah, how are you today, Grandpap?
Oh, just only tolerably, Lum, just only tolerably. Sort of war. Out. Well, here, Grandpa, take this chair. Sit down.
No, ain't got time, Abner. Just ain't got time. I'm too busy. Too busy.
Well, what are you so busy about?
Well, I got myself a new job yesterday.
You did?
Yeah. Fact is, I got two jobs now.
For the land sale?
Yeah, I got a new one.
Huh.
And then, of course, I still got my old one. Painting pictures, you know.
Oh, me, Grandpap, are you still monkeying around with that silly idea of painting them bowls of fruit?
Well, to be right honest, Abner, I don't care much for that pigeon-toed job myself. But I'm sick and tired of painting.
Well, what do you keep on doing it for, then?
Well, I have to, on account of the government.
Huh?
The government. You see, I've taken up the work, and then I read in the paper where the government's freezing fellas in their job, so there I am, stuck. Gotta keep it up for the duration. Froze to my painting.
Well, maybe you ought to wear an overcoat and some earmuffs in. You wouldn't get so cold.
He don't mean he's actual cold, Abner.
Well, he must be if he's getting froze. Of course, I don't see how he could get that cold this kind of weather. Grandpap, are you sure you ain't just having a chill?
Of course he ain't.
Well, he must be, Lum. It's been awful warm.
Abner, when the government freezes you in a job, that just means that you've got to stick to that job.
Whether you're cold or not, huh?
Well, it ain't got nothing to do with the temperature or the weather. Means he can't change to a different job.
Well, at least they ought to let him change to his long underwear, then.
Oh, he can do that if he wants to. That don't matter.
Aye, Dogies, that's a thing for you to do, then, Grandpap.
Now, what is this new job you got, Grandpap?
Yeah, what is it?
Oh, it's something big. Important it all get out.
It is, huh?
Yeah, I might even have to wear a uniform. I don't know.
You are right in the middle of a Lum and Abner episode, and we'll be right back with more after this. And now back to Lum and Abner on When Radio Was.
You mean, Grandpap, you surely ain't been drafted into the Army.
Oh, no. This is a civilian job.
Well, I was going to say, an old fella like you in the Army.
No, it's a civilian job.
Uh-huh.
And an uncommonly big one, too, if I don't mind saying so myself.
Well,
Grandpap, ain't you kind of old for such an important job as all that?
Well, that's part of the whole idea right there, Lum. They're calling a lot of us older fellas back into industry these days. I read that in the paper.
Yeah.
Oh, by Jiminy, I'm answering the call. Yes, sir, I'm answering it.
Well, good for you, Grandpa.
Stepping right up and answering the call.
That's a time. That's a thing to do.
I hope you ain't going to overdo this now, Grandpap. You better take it easy.
Yeah, you ain't used to hard work, Grandpap. You had better take it easy.
Well, I'll just have to stand up under the steady strain of it somehow. Gotta keep the wheels of industry turning, you know.
Uh-huh.
Gotta keep them turning. Yep, I've always said that. Gotta keep them wheels turning.
Yeah, I've heard
you
say it.
That's what I gotta do.
Yeah.
Well, exactly what business are you in now, Grandpap?
Yeah, what is it?
Well, it's one of the biggest industries of the years, I know that. Communications.
Huh?
Communications?
Yeah, telephones, telegrams, cablegrams, sending messages backwards and forwards all over the world. Now, there's the important stuff.
Aye, Dogies, it sure sounds like it.
And you take the fella that has to run all that. He's got himself a batch of responsibilities. Yes, sir, and I mean a whole batch of them.
Well, just a minute, Grandpap. You mean that you run all that?
Well, no, but whoever does has got a batch of responsibilities. I know that.
Oh, well, what's your job?
Well, my job's gonna take a heap of traveling.
Traveling?
You ain't going to have to go clean back to Washington area.
Aye, Dogies, Washington.
No, I ain't going back there, I don't think. Not right now, anyway.
Yeah, well, whereabouts is it you're going to travel, Grandpap?
Oh, backwards and forwards.
Huh?
In Pine Ridge, mostly.
In Pine Ridge?
Yeah.
Well, for the land's sakes, that ain't no traveling. You can walk clean around Pine Ridge in a half an hour.
Well, I got to do it, though. Got to keep the wheels of the industry turning.
Oh, my.
Got to stand up under the strain of it some way or other. Yep, I got to get them telegrams delivered.
Telegrams delivered?
Yes, sir.
Is that what you're doing?
Yes, sir. Wheels of industry.
You mean the telegrams that comes in over at Dick Huddleston's store, you're going to deliver them?
Yes, sir. Keep them turning.
Well, law me, Grandpap, there ain't a telegram comes in over there more than once every 6 months or so.
Why, one of them come in just yesterday.
It did? What'd it say?
Well, I don't know. I ain't a nosy type of messenger, Abner. I'll tell you that right now. I'm just supposed to deliver the pigeon-toed things, and by Jiminy, that's what I do. Yes, sir. Well, that's a good altitude to take, Grandpap, long as you're doing that kind of work now.
Work? That ain't much of a job, if you want my opinion. Works 10 minutes every 6 months.
But when I do work, I work, though.
Lord,
I have to be Johnny on the spot. Have to keep myself fitting for work all the time.
Yeah.
I might get a call in the middle of the night to deliver a telegram some month.
Yeah, you might. Can't tell. How much money are you making?
You mean altogether, or you mean my salary?
Yeah, salary.
You mean including my tips now?
Why, sure, including everything.
Well, that's all I'm making is my tips.
Oh.
But I'm going to ask so much a telegram since I get on study.
On study? Ain't you on regular now?
Oh, no. Just on trial now.
Oh.
By Jiminy, I'll show that Dick Huddleston I'm the best one pigeon-toed messenger he's ever saw.
Well, I hope you do, Grandpap. I sure do. But I still say it ain't much of a job.
Wait a minute. Look who's coming up out yonder.
Huh?
Ain't that... Well, for goodness sake.
Well, I do know. I thought he was in Africa.
Well, he must have got everything all cleaned up over there, and he's come home for a rest.
Well, what do you know about that?
Well, hello, fellas.
Hi, Granny's Mousy Gray. Come on in here.
Doggy's Mousy, if you ain't a sight for sore eyes, I never seen one.
Well, I'm a pigeon-toed pigeon. When'd you leave Africa, Mousy?
Oh, a couple of weeks ago. Say, do you fellas mind if I sit down? I'm awful tired.
Oh, no. Sit right down, Mousy, old boy. Rest yourself. Here, Abner, get up and let Mousy have that comfort
chair. Yeah, sure. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, here, sit right down there,
and is it sure good to see you again, Mousy? Yeah. How are you? Where all have you been?
Well, I don't know hardly long.
Well, are you a general now, Mousy? How long are you going to stay in Pine Ridge? Tell us that.
Wait a minute. Maybe we oughtn't ask him so many questions right now. You do look all wore out, Mousy.
Well, sir, to be honest, I am, Mom. See, I had to walk most of the way from the county seat.
Had to walk?
Yes, sir.
Well, why didn't you let us know you was coming? We done met you at the depot there at the county seat. You ought to let us know.
Well, sir, I did try to. I sent you a telegram yesterday.
Granny, that's peculiar. We never got no... Or wait a minute. Grandpap?
Huh?
Have you by any chances got a telegram in your pocket?
Why, no, of course not.
Here, look through your pockets good right now.
I know I ain't got none. One come in yesterday, but I know I deal it. Well, for the law me sakes.
Huh?
Here it is, right here.
Well, I do know. He has one telegram to deliver every 6 months and can't even do that.
Well, a feller can't recollect everything on a new job. I'm new at this kind of work, I tell you.
Isn't it the truth, folks, that somebody or something is always taking the joy out of life? It's the same way right in your own home, too. Everything goes along on a nice, even keel. Then somebody gets a touch of acid indigestion. The first thing you know, the whole family knows about it. Well, occasional acid indigestion's no fun for anyone. So when this happens to you, be wise and alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Never be without a package of Alka-Seltzer tablets in your home, for Alka-Seltzer can help you get back on the happy, sunny side of life in a hurry. So try it, won't you? Alka-Seltzer's just as near to you as your nearest drugstore. For all druggists have it in 30 and 60 cent size packages, and also serve it by the glass at their soda fountain.
Chester Locke and Norris Goff and Lum and Abner from July 5th, 1943. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Paula Winslow as Peg in The Life of Riley. Well, she did some voice dubbing work for Hollywood actresses. And one of the most famous examples was when she dubbed for 1930s blonde sex symbol Jean Harlow. I'll detail that and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
Tired of the everyday grind? Ever dream of a life of romantic adventure? Want to get away from it all? We offer you
Escape. Produced by William N. Robeson and carefully contrived to free you from the four walls of today, for a half hour of high adventure.
Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Escape Misty Lands, brings you the adventure of a big game hunt, exploits of international intrigue, and the danger of a wartime thriller.
You kid, sure you kid, it helps. But for those 10 seconds while you fall free, nothing helps. You hang onto the ripcord and you count off the seconds and you try not to count too fast. Your hand on that ripcord is the only certain thing in the world as you tumble head over teacups with a wind tearing sound from your ears. And there's only one thought, always the same thought, whether it's your first or your 50th jump. Will the chute open?
It's exhilarating, but perilous.
You remember that night, the night I fell?
Yes.
We had been toiling all day, inching our way up a steep ice wall. And as darkness came, we found a narrow ledge, barely 3 feet wide.
You'll be dropped right into exciting stories by H.G. Wells, Rudyard Kipling, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Robert Louis Stevenson, where you'll find spies, science fiction, and suspense. For a limited time, pay half price for all 12 episodes of Escape Misty Lands. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code MISTY77 to get Escape Misty Lands for only $14.99. That's 50% off.
In one horrible instant, my foot had slipped on the treacherous ledge and I'd gone over, falling far out into the icy black night, falling down, down.
Don't let this deal slip away. Get 50% off Escape Misty Lands today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560. Remember offer code MISTY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
How we pay for goods and services online and at retail is evolving, fusing convenience with security. Visa's Mark Nelson, head of consumer payment products, says Visa recently announced 7 new and exciting technologies. Mark shared a couple with me here.
But we've introduced a flexible credential whereby a single card can be what you want it to be depending on the transaction type. We've also introduced this concept of a passkey, and it's all around how do we make payments safer and easier to use online. We also announced a thing called a data token, which allows the customer to get a little bit more control in terms of where they want to share their data. So if they want to share data with a third party, they can enable a better shopping experience all through AI. And it's a way in which the consumers can have a little bit more control over who they share their data with.
More info is at visa.com. That's simply visa.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, we were talking about Life of Riley actress Paula Winslow's voice dubbing work. When movie star Jean Harlow died before the production of the 1937 picture Saratoga was finished, actress Mary Deese was used as her body double, but her voice was too different from Harlow's, so Paula's voice was dubbed in. Many moviegoers were unable to tell which scenes were Mary Deese with Paula's voice and which actually featured Harlow. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it, but hey, remember to visit the website. WhenRadioWas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.